The opposition says the practice of the involuntary return of asylum seekers would continue under a coalition government, despite concerns raised in Sri Lanka. The opposition's foreign affairs spokeswoman, Julie Bishop, and coalition frontbenchers Scott Morrison and Michael Keenan are on a trip there this week. Ms Bishop says the Tamil National Alliance has told her and her colleagues if they're concerned about the treatment of Tamils turned away and returned home by the Australian government. Lexi Metherill spoke to Julie Bishop.
We had a very productive meeting with the TNA. We met with the leader of the Tamil opposition. It's clear that the reconciliation process has some way to go. It's also clear that the TNA don't want the Tamil community putting themselves in the hands of people smugglers. They recognise the dangers in taking that journey.
Dozens of Tamil people have been returned involuntarily by the federal government from detention centres here back to Sri Lanka. Have you had any insight into what the situation is for those people who are returned involuntarily?
Not at this stage. We've had a meeting in Colombo with the Tamil leadership, but we're travelling to the Tamil areas and we'll be there for a couple of days. During the course of the week, we are meeting with various UN agencies, including the UNHCR and the International Office of Migration, and also the UN agency that's involved in housing resettlement. We are meeting with local Tamil members of parliament and we expect to be able to visit a number of community areas to view the conditions for ourselves and to talk to people in some of the camps and some of the resettlement areas.
Did the Tamil National Alliance give you any idea of what's happening to people who have been involuntarily returned?
They gave us a description, but they agreed that it would be better for us to see it for ourselves. They talked about their concerns with the treatment that some people have been receiving. And again, they encouraged us to visit the communities, which is what we're doing. We also have a meeting at the end of the week scheduled with the senior leadership of the military, the police, the Coast Guard and intelligence agencies back in Colombo. And so hopefully by the end of the week, we will have a pretty clear picture of the conditions that the Tamils and also the Sinhalese are living in.
And do you think at the end of the week you'll be in a position to say whether the government's practice of involuntarily returning Sri Lankans, Tamils particularly, should continue?
Well, based on our preliminary discussions, that will remain the coalition's policy, but we will be discussing our policies during the course of the week with various people, and we will inform the Coalition Policy Development Committee of what we've seen, the observations we've made, and the impact of our policies.
The opposition's foreign affairs spokeswoman, Julie Bishop, speaking to Lexi Metherill.